I want to parent in a way that leads my children to recognize and trust the Lord. I have no idea how to do that except to take what the Lord has planted in me and give the fruit of it to my children. After all, tiny seeds grow mighty trees. Welcome to the Seeds and Trees Podcast. Hi, welcome to the Seeds and Trees Podcast. I wanted to introduce myself, the purpose of the podcast, and kind of what you and I are going to be doing together as we join and talk about Jesus and talk about what it means to pass the person of Jesus Christ onto our family, onto our children. First of all, my name is Holly Frank, and I'm a mom. My family and I live on the East Coast. I've got a wonderful husband and really great but challenging kids, and I have found myself on my knees many times asking the Lord, what do I do next? And as I've traveled this motherhood journey for the last decade or so and done it with friends and with loved ones and sought the advice of parents and spiritual mentors and things like that, I have really over the time found Jesus giving me a clear path, not of the way parenting should be or the method that parenting needs to be, but a clear path to hear him, a clear path to understand my children the way that he has made them, and I guess the guts to just walk it all out. I want to talk in Seeds and Trees about parenting in these times and in this society. So culture will be brought up, the trouble of the day will be brought up, but always through the lens of being led by the Holy Spirit. And of course, walking that through with our children and continually putting the Spirit first and making sure that they know how to hear him and follow him. I want Seeds and Trees to be very scripture-based, but Word of God led. So let me explain that a little bit. Scripture we know is God-breathed, and it is profitable for correction and edification, but all of Scripture points to the Word of God. And I think it's really common in churches and in Christian culture to refer to Scripture as the Word of God. But as you delve into it, and especially if you do any kind of original language search back into the Hebrew and Greek and sometimes the Aramaic, what we continually find is that Scripture actually points to the Word of God, but never refers to itself as the Word of God. Certainly, Scripture is inerrant. Certainly, it is God-breathed, of course. But the Word of God is actually a person, and it's the person of Jesus Christ. And so if Scripture continually tells us that we need to live by the Word, then we can't only think that it is talking of itself in Scripture, because it's always pointing, as John 1 says, to the Word that was in the beginning, that the darkness did not comprehend, but that the Word that lives and dwells in us and that we walk by. It's Jesus. Now, of course, Jesus is resurrected and ascended, and we have the Holy Spirit, but we continually hear the Word of God, and the Holy Spirit leads us in all of those things. So while I am 100% Scripture-based, I also want to fully recognize that everything true, that everything in the Bible is true, but not everything true is in the Bible. And there are certain times and days that we are walking through, that all mankind has walked through, that they have needed the Word of God for, that they have needed to be able to hear the Holy Spirit speak to their spirit and to walk by it. We have specifics in our lives. We have certain situations with employment and bosses and relationships and finances that we need a specific word about that isn't found in Scripture. And so Scripture continuously tells us to listen and to be awakened and to pay attention to and to feed off of the Word of God. And the Word of God is a person of Jesus Christ. So I want to be faithful to those ideas, not diminishing one or the other, not squelching the Holy Spirit or shrugging off Scripture in any way. I want to start really the whole podcast with looking at the resurrection and the ascension, because we have to always frame for our children that they serve a living God, and we have to have our identity rooted and grounded in the fact that Jesus has resurrected and ascended. So he sits, he rests, he tells us that the work on earth is finished. Well, what does that look like when I feel like I'm working myself to the bone raising these children every day? And I want to dig deeper into those questions and those things. Like, if Jesus's work is really finished, then why does the world look the way that it does? How do I explain these things to my curious children? How do I answer all of their questions in a way? And how do I teach them to hear God for themselves? We're going to work in two different forms. The podcast format is going to be a short form word study. So we're going to go through scripture, through entire books of the Bible, through, like I said, we're going to be starting within the resurrection. So we'll be going through different passages about the resurrection of Jesus, what that means for us, what that means for us as mothers and parents, what that means for us as we raise our kids, the way that we need to form their view of Jesus, help them form their view of Jesus. And then we're also going to do long form interviews. It just so happens that I have gotten to meet a lot of really interesting people that some are maybe in the public eye within the Christian purview, and some are not, but people that are filled with depth and wisdom. And I want to do long form interviews with them. So it's just going to feel like the two of us talking and talking and talking. And then, of course, you get to listen in. It's going to be fascinating. And I have quite the personality. And so I don't like to leave a stone unturned. And I like to handle all the tough questions. I'm a deep thinker, and I really believe that the majority of us are deep thinkers. As much as you want to look at society and maybe the clerk that checks you out at the store and feel like, what is happening to our world and who raised these children? I think most of us are thinking deeply about things, or we are pacifying ourselves so we don't think too deeply about things. But there's safety. There's safety in wisdom and in digging into a matter, searching it out, and finding an answer to it and settling that into our souls, bending to the way that the Lord has formed the world and the way that he has formed us to act in the world. I think there's safety in that. And the more questions we ask, especially about Jesus, the safer and more secure we find ourselves. So I just invite you to come along on this theme of planting seeds into our children, planting the seeds of the kingdom into our children, planting the seeds of scripture and the word of God into our children, and watching them grow into mighty trees. So I hope you'll come along with me and that we get to do this together.